Many thanks, Mr. Chair, and good morning to the delegation. It's a pleasure to resume our dialogue today, and I appreciate it very much what you mentioned earlier about responses to the question which I asked yesterday, which was, in what ways we as committee and members of the committee can help you. That's what I appreciate a lot, the feedback that you gave us, especially regarding the recommendation to the authorities about amending the migration law. So for that, and also the other requests or asks for help are well noted, and we'll be following up on those. I have a couple of questions here to just maybe clarify a little bit how do we move forward on those, and also I'll offer some feedback on the question of businesses that returned migrants provide. So starting with the first, in particular with the recommendation that we as a committee can make to the authorities. So I think with the secretariat and with the chair, we can write a letter. Any guidance that you could provide us, either formally or informally, will be much appreciated. One thing there that I would like to also mention is that if you think that there's a way that we can help with drafting of the law or the amendments, then that's something that it will be useful to discuss as well. So if you think that there is space for us to help in some capacities in the drafting of these amendments, then that's something that we can look into. Second is, you mentioned about, you know, this issue of coming up with ways how to facilitate the flow of remittances. There's a lot of scholarship done in this area, and there again, it's something that we can work together to address and find ways we can think about what will work in the case of Paraguay. But there's been a lot of research there about ways how migrants send money back to their families, and a lot of like practices as well. So there, first of all, it'll be nice to hear what kind of problems do migrants face when they send remittances back to Paraguay. So is it high fees, or is it like limited channels through which they send their remittances, or other constraints, so that we can have a better diagnosis of the problem before we come up with solutions. On the question of the businesses and how migrants create businesses, so again, I applaud the program, and also I share the same concern that you have about the need to strengthen that program. I'm more than happy to share some scholarship on this issue of how migrants contribute to the local economies when they return through establishment of businesses or through employment creation. And if you can leave me some email addresses, I'll be more than happy to send papers or other like policy papers on that topic. But again, so this is an area where I've seen it also personally, how migrants help to boost entrepreneurship, help to boost employment, but also with their know-how, they help to penetrate foreign markets. Right. So in other words, they ensure or they how exports can find markets abroad. And lastly, on this question of data collection and any help that you sought from us there, that's something that we can follow up as well. It'll be also useful for us to know a bit more the existing practices, so that we can together then come up with some recommendations. Thanks so much, and I'll stop here.